So, welcome, Sebastian Holzapfel. The stage is yours.
Okay, thank you. Hi, everybody. My name is Sebastian. I'm an embedded systems engineer, usually in kind of the automotive, functional safety, autonomous vehicle space. But today, I want to talk about one of my side projects that's completely unrelated to what I do at work. And I hope you guys enjoy it. So, just kind of because I'm curious, who actually knows what Eurorack is? Oh, that's amazing. Okay, I wasn't really sure what to expect. Okay, that makes me really happy. Who actually has a Eurorack system at home and plays with it? Oh, okay, 4 or 5. Okay, actually, after this talk, if you have a Eurorack system and you like playing with FPGAs, I have a couple of these boards, so please talk to me. I'm willing to give them away if you have cool ideas, but we can get back to that at the end. So basically, Eurorack is a modular system for building your own kind of hardware electronic music synthesizers, and it was kind of created in the 90s and standardized by DOPFA. It's a little bit of a rough standard because it's a little bit rough around the edges and imprecise, but basically what the Eurorack standard is it's a description for what the dimensions of these modules should look like and kind of roughly what the signals look like that flow between these modules. And so there are a whole bunch of different manufacturers, thousands of manufacturers, tens of thousands of different modules that you can buy from all sorts of boutique, small and big manufacturers, and you can kind of buy these things, put them together into a system like this, and then use this to create music. That's kind of what a Eurorack system is. And just to give you like a small idea of what a typical module looks like, here is kind of the input and output jacks on a mutable instruments module. It's basically an oscillator module. And you can see there is an output jack where basically audio frequency signals come out of the oscillator. And then you can kind of change the properties of these signals by plugging in different kinds of input signals. That, for example, the V-oct input jack you can see there, that actually changes the pitch of the output signal, so you can choose which note the oscillator is playing. If you want to change the volume of the oscillator, then you would send signals into the level input, for example. But that's kind of what the input and output jacks on one of these individual modules actually looks like. But where did this project actually come from? So I had a crazy idea for a weird high-performance granular sampling device that I wanted to make using FPGAs, and I didn't really know where to start in terms of, okay, you can buy an FPGA development platform, you can buy development boards for audio codec ICs, you can put it together, but then you need to do some conditioning on the signal to make it work with Eurorack, and potentially you also need to calibrate it as well, and I couldn't find examples for this kind of thing, so that's why I started playing in this world, because I couldn't find anything that really combined the hardware synthesizer world of Eurorack and this PMOD interface. And PMOD is basically, I think it was something that was originally standardized by Digilent. And there's a whole bunch of FPGA development boards that you can buy that have this interface. So basically, if you have the Eurorack PMOD hardware that you can see above there, you can plug it into an FPGA development board, you can synthesize one of the example designs, you can use that in your Eurorack system and start making weird music. So this project is a hardware design, so this board designed in KiCad that you can find in the GitHub repository. It's a bunch of system Verilog that implements kind of drivers for the codec and the calibration, online calibration, some example DSP cores, and a bunch of simulation infrastructure that's not just test benches for the FPGA gateway, but also allows you to simulate an entire modular system on your machine with like this little bit of FPGA code that you wrote for your module. And I'll show you what that looks like in a bit. So just to give you a look at what this looks like, so the Icebreaker is a fantastic FPGA development board that I highly recommend. Supports all the open source tool chains. You can purchase it from 1bit². This is what it looks like plugged into the hardware here. I wouldn't necessarily recommend that you plug it in this way because most Eurorack cases won't actually fit something this deep. So I would actually recommend that you use a ribbon cable to connect the FPGA board to this kind of expansion module here. But it doesn't have to be this development board, it could be a different one. Just to give you an idea, the Icebreaker I think right now is 70 or 80 US dollars, I think, or so. And what I actually wanted to show was a demo video, but I don't have any audio. So if you're curious to see this thing in action, then I encourage you to go to the GitHub repository for these slides. And in the GitHub repository are two movie files. Maybe go and look at these after the talk. That includes like a video example of a couple of example calls running and what audio sounds like. So yeah, I'll just leave that there for a second. So why might you want to play with your URAC PMOD? Well, maybe you want to start playing with DSP. Maybe you want to try